Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Home Advisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then, midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their 6th Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, 6, baby! 6, that's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number 6!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And we're live in the studio today at Hot in Hutterdon. It's February 11th. I had to think about that for a minute, what date it was. I know we're creeping up on the most romantic holiday that is considered to be Valentine's Day. That's coming up on Thursday. So we want to make sure we have a show today that talks nothing about Valentine's Day. So we're going to be talking about cybersecurity.
Strong, and I know I belong. That's why there's no way you can say what you say.
All right. Now, a quick look at our weather here for the week. You're not going to like it. Today, we dodged a little bit of snow this morning, and we have some cloudy skies with a high around 37. It's actually not too bad out today. The problem comes in after 2 a.m., and we're looking at some snow and some freezing rain. Our temperatures are going to dip down. We may have 2 inches of snow this evening, and then Tuesday, we're looking at, we don't really know, 3 to 5 inches, so we may end up with a possible accumulation of snow of 6 inches going into Tuesday night. Some forecasts have rain all day on Tuesday. I don't have that particular model here in the studio, so we're going to have to prepare for 6 inches of snow and then some rain and sleet Tuesday night. Wednesday, I'm hoping, is a better day. We're going to still have some rain and snow before 10 a.m., but then I think it'll clear up and we might end up with some sunny skies and a high near 41. Wednesday night, we have a low around 24. And once we get to Thursday, we're okay. We're seeing sunny skies and a high near 46. Some rain comes back on Friday and Saturday, but we're again in the upper 30s, and that's not too bad. We could deal with that. Saturday, we almost make it up to 50. So I'll take those temperatures. I just wish that we could eliminate the snow for tomorrow, but we'll see what happens. We're going to do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
We're back here on the air, and I am going to really make our technology work right now because we're going to do our quote of the day, and it is about technology or innovation. We have a quote from Seth Godin, who's an author and entrepreneur, and he says, "Where do you put the fear when you choose to innovate? The fear is there, but you have to find a place to put it." So when we start talking today about different things on the internet and things we may not have a good handle on, we're going to bring in Cora Parks from Diamond Business Communications, and she's going to talk us through some of this. So right now, right starting from the gate, we're going to test out my technology and see if we have Cora successfully joining us on our program.
Good afternoon, Georgine. It's Cora here at Diamond Business Communications. Nice to speak with you again.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us, Cora. I'm glad we were able to patch you in for our show today. And we're really excited, and we wanted to congratulate you on air for your award that you received. I know it's 2018, but it really was just in the fall. We're really glad that you could be on to talk about your business and to really talk about this great award that you received.
Well, that's very exciting, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me. Diamond was really very excited to be recognized. It was the recognition was for the 2018 CRN Next Gen 250 list, and I guess what that means for business owners and such alike that don't know what that means, it's an annual list that recognizes solution providers and managed service providers like myself for transforming businesses with emerging technologies. In other words, we're bringing to our clients a forward thinking products to keep them ahead of technology. Does that make sense?
It does. And technology is emerging and changing constantly. And I know in a lot of companies you don't have a dedicated person to understand what these new products can be or what they could mean to your business, both in terms of saving money or preventing a loss of revenue or a loss of product. So, you know, it's important to have someone who can embrace the emerging technologies so you're able to bring that and the IT needs to different companies.
Absolutely. And the award itself was promoted through a channel brand, if you will, and the channel is for enterprise IT technology industry. So, you know, some of those products are the security products because, you know, we all know, you know, top of mind, top of day, top of hour is the threat of a cyber attack. And, you know, every business that's out there needs to be not complacent. You just manage yourself. Fear itself is you have to be. You know, the paranoid are the ones that will survive because if you're complacent, you know, it's not going to happen to me. You know, that's when you get into trouble. You know, you relax and your guard's down, your network, your employees. It's important that you keep your employees and your business and your network secure.
And I think, too, Cora, when I was reading a little bit more about the award, it talks also about innovation in these things. And I think when things are not tangible, we tend to overlook them or not focus in our day-to-day life, or they're so technical that we're not getting creative or innovative with different solutions. So I think it's just great when you can merge those different things and have these emerging technologies that prevent these attacks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is one of the, you're absolutely right when it comes to being complex, and often business owners like, oh, you know, that's just too much. So they won't do anything because it's too complicated, or maybe there's the fear of asking, am I doing something wrong? But these emerging technologies, what's wonderful, you know, about the channel and, you know, what it comes with is they are constantly out doing the research and development and, you know, staying on the forefront of these threats, and they bring it to us. And it's my job as a managed service provider to make sure that, you know, we're continuously always researching and seeking the products that are what our clients need. It is imperative that we stay above and in front of these threats, if you will.
Absolutely.
They have to be.
And when we don't, there's such consequences for that.
Yeah, as managed service providers, I mean, that's kind of the key, you know, the core of what we do. You know, as a managed service provider, just for example, you know, businesses, you know, you hire an attorney, you hire an accountant because you expect them to be, you know, abreast of the latest laws or the latest, you know, whatever it's going to take to keep their business secure and productive and competitive. So enter the IT technology and the managed service provider. Now it's up to us to keep abreast of these emerging technologies so that our clients can be safe and productive.
And Cora, I have to do a quick commercial break here, but when we come back, I'd love to talk a little bit more about maybe an example of something that might have been innovative or something to help our listeners to wrap their head around something that is such a complex situation and issue, but it impacts us every single day. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we be back, we'll be able to talk more with Cora from Diamond Business Communications and all about their work and the importance of cybersecurity and the threats and innovation. So that is Diamond Business Communications was recognized and received an award for the 2018 CRN Next Gen 250 list. So we'll be talking more about that. But we have to pay the bills. You know how it is around here. We'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Now we're back in the studio, and on the phone with us, we're joined by Cora Parks from Diamond Business Communication. We're talking about the award and about innovation in technology. And I was wondering if Cora could come up with an example for us, technology challenged people. We know technology is changing all the time, but is there anything that helps us to think about innovation in technology and preparing against cyber attacks?
Well, Georgine, that's a great question, but I think everyone should know the best defense is knowledge. The need to educate employees and ourselves on cybersecurity, what's happening, how to prevent it. These are simple techniques out there that, can really make a difference on whether or not, a business suffers in a breach. Typically, one in five, these are stats that are accurate, that one in five businesses will, in fact, suffer a cyber breach. And we're not referring to, the large breaches you hear on the news every day. 81% of those breaches are you and I, the small business owners, that are out there. And, truly the sad part of it all is 97% of those businesses could have been prevented, those breaches could have been prevented with today's technologies, like in educating the employees, right? A typical, which should be the forefront of every business, is to make sure that their employees are aware of the phishing, aware of the spam and the attacks that are coming in through, their own employees, the front line, I like to call it. You wouldn't send your soldier out there without a helmet and a vest and whatever he needs to protect himself. So you would want to do that for your employees, and that would be to make sure that you're educating them on, the latest and the latest trends in phishing scams and spoofing and, how they could possibly be, breached, how they're easily can be succumb to a threat, if you will.
Oh, that's really important information. And we do have to continue to educate people and to put different controls in place. And companies, employees don't really understand opening email when there is something attached to it that could be a virus. It could have such an impact on people.
Yeah, you'll hear me say often before you were actually at the cyber webinar, how to prevent a cyber attack, and you'll hear often the word layers. It's important for it's not just a one and done technique that's going to protect a business. It's layers of different protections, like the security awareness and educating your employees. And at the same time, you know, doing little things like, multi-factor authentication, right? So now your employees, when they log in, yes, everybody says, oh, no, it's a pain, but, you know, it has to be done. You know, when they go to log on to their web application, wherever they're logging on to, you know, they should implement the second login security. Do you do that yourself? Do you find? I'm passing you, Georgine.
Well, since I went to your seminar, I have.
Okay, very good. See, you walk away a winner.
And actually, I want to mention that you do provide a lot of education, not only to your clients, but you do host some seminars with different business groups, and you were actually kind enough to do a seminar for nonprofits that work with organizations that are focused on poverty. And unfortunately, it's our social service and human service organizations sometimes that they're busy helping people, but they're not thinking as other businesses are and investing resources in ensuring threats don't come to be, which could cripple their system, and they wouldn't be able to serve any clients without some of these controls in place.
Absolutely. Everybody gets so busy in their day-to-day that, you know, sometimes you, and it's like that multi-factor authentication or, you know, embedded alerts that can be put in to remind us, you know, oh, you know, don't click on that link. You know, don't go to that website. Don't click on that ad. These are all, you know, awareness that, you know, by continually educating your employees, it'll become natural. You're like, oh, I better not do that. And I have to say they are, I do go out there and I do speak to different employees, staff. You know, they're getting better. You know, they're aware. So it's working. It's top of mind. It's not foolproof, but it's a layer. It's a layer of defense.
And I think it does work with employees too, Cora, because it has become so common where these computers have these viruses, or a network has been corrupted, and if you lose your data just one time, you're going to be less grumbly when someone tells you to take three steps to open an email, because you know the length of time that you lost if you've lost work.
Exactly. That's why it's so, you know, it's hard to address, you know, the complacent person that hasn't been breached. They figured, well, they didn't lose any data, they haven't touched, so it's harder. But you take somebody that did not back up, you know, their system, and, you know, they suffered, you know, some sort of tragedy, you know, not to mention, a cyber attack, just some sort of loss of data, you know, what they had to go through to recreate that just because their backup wasn't intact. You know, another layer, you know, another layer for protection. So, we don't want to learn the hard way, but these are just another, that is just another example of, you know, something they could be doing that's part of the, you know, the overall security. Things like the dark web. Have you, you know, now, you know, your names are being sold, your domain names, credentials, they're being sold as we speak on the dark web, and you don't even know it. You know, you don't, because what happens is, you know, there might be a breach, but you don't know it until it's too late. You know, months could go by, years could go by because it's sitting there, but then all of a sudden, you know, it's found and, you know, the attack happens. Now goes not only your reputation alone, as, you know, some of these nonprofit organizations, you know, are reserved to be, you know, there to support, you know, the consumers. And you know what happens when all that data is leaked out? Like, the reputation alone is crippling for a business.
I'm glad you brought that up, Cora, especially about the dark web and things being sold you may not know about. Just in this morning, you know, I'm always a good one to send articles to you to say, what about this? What's going on here? So today in the Star Ledger, there's actually a different article I didn't get a chance to send you yet because I was reading it right before I came over. But the state of New Jersey, I think it was the victim witness group, had actually not protected data that included Social Security, and while there's no proof yet that it was, that it was stolen or breached, you know, your point, I think, is you may not know these things until much later on.
Exactly. So, you know, let's say you had a breach, they plant a malware, some sort of actor into the network, and it's just gathering information. And, you're running businesses day to day is normal. You don't even know it's gathering this information. And then, you know, they'll scoop it out, take it, and then it's off to the highest bidder, it's the ransomware where, you have to deal with the crypto locker and they're locking down your computer, and then the system, and then it just trickles. And there's some scary stories that, you hear on the headlines, but 9 out of 10, you're hearing the larger companies, the larger enterprises. But more often than none, like I said earlier, 81% of those breaches are happening to the small and medium-sized businesses. They're just not on the news. But within industry, sure. Every now and then you'll hear, of a local company, that's local to you geographically that, suffered this breach. But Every day, I have to keep my slides up to date. Every time I do another seminar, I'm like, okay, this is old,
And I think part of the problem is, too, a lot of the news, there's headline news and attention-grabbing news, but it's happening every day, but it's not in the news every day. The article I was talking about, it's New Jersey's Crime Victims Compensation Program, and in today's Star Ledger, it said that they didn't protect personal information about the people, the very victims that were filing claims with the state, and they fell short in documenting some things. And the confidential data included full names, Social Security number, addresses, birth dates, medical histories, sensitive data, even relocation addresses for those who were moving after a crime or as a result of the crime to protect themselves. So when this came from the state attorney general, and it showed up in an audit from the U.S. Department of Justice, who provides the federal funds to states for the Victims Compensation Crime Program. So it's not only what we can do ourselves in protection, which is so important, but as you talk about the layers, that article reminded me, it's even when you're forced to give out your information, your Social Security information, which you are, to collect compensation for a crime or as part of a court process. And you can't even be guaranteed that there won't be a data breach when you give out this information to what's supposed to be a protected source.
Yeah, and you have to entrust the person you're giving this information that they are protecting your data. And that is, what is on the top of mind and top of issues for organizations. And that's why these compliances are now turning into law, because it's data that has to be protected. For example, the HIPAA, in 1998 is when, the HIPAA was created to protect the health data, the records. So, they actually, the states, governments were giving money to medical offices to get their data protected. And, with a whole set of rules, this is what it's going to take to be compliant because it's coming. So it wasn't until 2013, now 1998 to 2013, they gave them, a good leeway, to get their data in order. And, 2013, as a managed service provider, I'm going out because, you know, I'm on the forefront of technology, and I'm telling the medical offices, you know, hey, you know, you're going to need to be compliant. There's 15 things right off the top. You know, I'm just standing here, and I can see that you need to be doing. And, you know, we were getting pushback then, you know, because it was coming. But it's not until these organizations hit the news, you know, they still, 2014, you know, until you get breaches that hit closer to home, now, and is it more open conversation with the medical offices to, okay, yeah, maybe we should do this because they're getting fined and because they're entrusted with your data. You know, same thing with the criminal, the justice system, as you said, you know, you go and you're filing information, your driver's license, you know, every day you're getting some sort of personal information and data out there, and you're hoping that, you know, these organizations and these institutions are protecting it.
Absolutely. And Cora, is that some of the reason why you launched your business?
I did. You know, as a matter of fact, it was, you know, as a business owner, you know, I fell into, believe it or not, the managed services, because, you know, prior to that, I owned and operated my own marketing companies. And, you know, I didn't, you know, as a business owner, that was prior to internet. You know, now, you know, coming into the managed, the internet, computers, technology, it just started, you know, escalating into, oh my goodness, you know. And I found that as a managed service provider, I could now provide the tools to small, medium-sized businesses that were once only available to, you know, large corporations like Xerox and, you know, the giants. You know, back in, you know, 2098, they were already doing this. You know, their companies already were doing remote monitoring, patching, and, you know, being innovative with their productivity tools for clients, for their businesses. But it was an enterprise level. The small business owner couldn't afford that. But now they can, you know, because that's the way, you know, our industry and our technology has escalated to the point where, you know, it's a matter of fact now. Even the term managed service provider, you know, in 2013, 14, nobody really knew what that was. You know, it was just starting to come out that, you know, as a business, you're going to need someone to manage your technology. You know, it's a proactive approach to your IT and your infrastructure. Instead of, you know, chasing, you're getting in front of your technology and your needs. It's, you know, one of the demands now, you know, that SMBs, small, medium businesses, nonprofit organizations, you know, it's in demand. They need it. It's just like I referred back to, you know, your accountant and your lawyer. Now they just need somebody to handle this evolving technology. It changes every day. You know, short of, you know, as soon as you train, if you had an IT person on staff, you know, you just can't train them in everything. There's too many layers, too many functions that have to be addressed. And as a managed service provider, you know, you have access to those newer technologies, you know, that you can bring to your clients. You can show them the cost savings. You know, we can clearly break down an ROI for managed services, you know, by explaining, you know, how it will free up their own staff. You know, allowing them, somebody, you know, to devote more time to the more value projects, you know, that their IT staff should be to working on, or just the most project at hand. You know, not to mention the enhanced security. That security is becoming such a frustrating issue for small businesses. You know, all the devices, one person is running around, you know, with, not running around, but, you know, has a laptop, a desktop, a smartphone. You know, the average employee has probably four devices between tablets, phones, smartphones, laptops, desktops. Then you've got to enter in your operating systems, your browsers, you know, what are they bringing in, you know, their own devices. You know, organizations don't want to be the next headline in a high-profile data breach, you know, or a data loss incident. So, you know, what we actually do is bring peace of mind. You know, that, you know, just knowing that, you know, we're taking care of business. Think of it like your home. You know, if you have an alarm on your house, great, okay, but think of all the windows you have and all the ports of entries into your house. You know, that's, in an analogy, that's kind of like your infrastructure. You know, there's so many ways to get in. You know, are you protecting every source, every pool, every, you know, it's a, and then you have, you know, the human factor into it where, okay, the kids are running, opening the doors, shutting the windows, you know. You can't keep up, so that's your staff. You know, you have to, you really need to put a security program into place, you know, that, again, is another layer of protection. So you have the dark web, you've got two-factor authentication, your security awareness, you know, your backup, you know, then we talked about mobile device. You know, passwords, can we talk?
You know, oh, I sense a lecture.
Right there, you know? I can't tell you how many family dinners, you know, we get into over password security. It's like, you know.
You mean you shouldn't have it written out and taped to your keyboard?
No, you shouldn't. You know, password 123.
Your name.
And, you know, now just another example of educating and security awareness and staying in front. Yesterday's good password was, you know, a bunch of, you know, dollar sign slash 123, you know, uppercase, lowercase. You know, today's password, you know, advice is a phrase, you know, tacked on to some numbers. You know, I mean, that's how things change because, you know, criminals, you know, they're going to figure stuff out. And, you know, now it takes longer to break down a phrase than it does, you know, this jumble of different, you know, letters, numbers, and symbols as opposed to a long, you know, sentence. For example, I walk a dog, you know, every day. And I'm just using, you know, throw in, I walk 5 dogs, I walk 50 dogs. Something, you know, where it's a phrase that, you know, you will remember.
And this is what's being recommended now.
Right. So, I mean, that gets back to the, you know, security awareness and educating because, and then your managed service provider, you know, being in front of that, you know, like, hey, okay, now this, what we taught you last week, you know, that's old, you know, you need to know this now. You know, this is the new threat that's out there. This is the zero day that you need to watch for. You know, because we're on top of the trends, so we're bringing that trend to our clients.
And that is one of those things I think about outsourcing, because things do change every day. It's so much easier to outsource that piece for managed services and security issues, network security issues for sure, because you have to be on top of this stuff every day. And if that's all you're doing in-house, you know, you're not getting the other work done. And I know that's only one piece of what you do, the managed services and the data backup and recovery, along with your IT support. We didn't get a chance yet to talk about storage or cloud solutions, I think you refer to them as. Mm-hmm. So you also offer that service as well within your company.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of, you know, mixed hybrid solutions now are, you know, let's say, you know, some of our clients will have a virtual server, yet still utilizing their hardware to its fullest, like their laptops and their PCs, but don't want the headache of, you know, managing the server on site. So there is all kinds of scenarios. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, there's clients that have every single piece of their business is virtual, right down to the desktop, the server, you know, everything they do. They just simply need a device that and a connection to the internet, and they're good to go. So it does vary, you know, with all different businesses, and it's important to have that conversation with your managed service provider of, you know, how quickly do you need your data? Is this hardware important to you? You know, what is it that you have access to? How fast you need it? Simply, but two is a good question to ask. You know, if somebody just wants to come in and say, you know, did you back up? You know, here our backup services is XYZ. That's not the question. The question that should be asked is, how quickly do you need your data? When sitting in a conversation at a table with a prospective client, that's going to be the question. Do you need your... Some clients are okay with waiting, you know, a day or two before their data is restored in the event of, you know, something happens. You know, others, they can't wait 1 hour. Take a doctor's office. You know, they can't wait 3 days for their data to be restored. You know, but then there's, you know, the small business that they could, you know. So there are different forms of backup and restoration of data that dictate to the client. Mm.
And I think we see in times of emergency and disaster, I think of Katrina and how doctor's offices and community health centers lost all the data for patients and couldn't prescribe medications. Everything was lost because it was localized in terms of the data storage. So I hope, unfortunately, when we have disaster and we learn these hard lessons, I hope that we learn from them and have these varied plans for data backup and storage.
I think as with anything, we all learn as we go, and, you know, hopefully, you know, the awareness and the education part of it, business owners and organizations and agencies, you know, listen and say, you know, you might not have suffered, but here, these guys did, and we learned from it, so this is what we're trying to explain that you should have in place. You know, this is what needs to be done. To answer that point, you know, we learn from mistakes, you know, so there's industries and the channel program that they're in front of it, and that's what a managed service provider can do for you.
And Cora, I also want to mention with that you do security assessments, network security assessments. So if you're, I know, you know, you don't remember Katrina or Sandy, or you've never lost data, or you've never opened the wrong email and had a data breach. You also do assessments to let organizations and companies and businesses know what they may be risking.
Exactly. It all starts with a security assessment. It's the first thing out of my lips, you know what I mean, when somebody says, what should I do? You know, where do I start? Where do I go? I don't know. It starts with a security assessment. And if anything, it's important to establish that baseline, okay, that you know, what existing vulnerabilities are there now? When was your last assessment? If you've never had one, you know, I suggest everyone, even if you have a current managed service provider, you know, these are things that should be done annually to make sure, you know, what changes have happened internally with your infrastructure. But foremost, you know, a security assessment is going to give you that baseline for your infrastructure, tell you, you know, do you have devices that are expired, out of warranty? You know, are these vulnerabilities open? Are you missing malware, antivirus and security solutions on some of the devices? Are you, is your backup really backing up? You know, like, can you prove, that your backup is good?
Cora, I would like to sleep tonight. Now, you know, when I go home, what I have to do. I never thought to check that.
Okay. You know, everyone's like, oh yeah, I back up every night. Well, when's the last time you verified it? You know, is your managed service provider doing that for you? You know, great, you get an alert that it backed up. Have you ever tested it? You know, So, you know, firewalls. I can't tell you how many times we go into an organization and, oh, yeah, we have a firewall, but it was never configured. It's like putting a lock on your, you know, okay, I just got this ADT, nice system, but I didn't set it up. It looks nice on the wall, you know, but it's not doing anything.
All right.
Yes, I know. I could go on. How long's the show?
Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we could find more things to keep me awake at night. We're here with Cora Parks from Diamond Business Communications, and she's sharing some of her knowledge with us on cybersecurity and some things in the field, and we're congratulating their company for a great award that they just received in 2018. So let's do our commercials, because we'll get in trouble if we don't do that, and then we'll be back with Cora.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back in the studio with Georgine Trinkle, your host in Hot and Hunterdon. And on the phone, we've been joined by Cora Parks from Diamond Business Communications. And Cora, our radio time is always our fastest time. We have about 7 minutes left. And I want to make sure we get the fundamental contact information for Diamond Business Communications. If you don't mind giving that out now, that would be phenomenal.
Oh, sure. Anybody wants to reach Diamond Business Communications, our website is www.diamondbc.net. And if you go to our website, I do have an ebook there. We're just starting. We've been on demand now to start putting up resources on our website, so bear with us. But we do have up there right now a cybersecurity tips for employees. It's a complete guide for, you know, secure behavior online and in the office. So it would be really helpful to some organizations. You know, it's a good starter tips for getting that. But so Diamond Business Communications, we are, you know, we service Mercer, Middlesex, and now Hunterdon counties. We are available to answer any questions. Again, it starts with that security assessment. So, you know, if you are interested in getting a security assessment, you can go to our website and fill out a form for that, and, you know, we'll get a a rep to, you know, start speaking with you and get things rolling on that.
That sounds great. Cora and I was able to, from your website, get your contact information. I hope it's going to, I think it will post successfully here. So we'll put that up on our Facebook page. And on your website, we are happy to know that you have everything categorized for all the different pieces of cybersecurity and technology. You even do something with communications, voice VoIP, I think it was.
Yes, that is the VoIP telephone systems. So, you know, if your office or organization is still not taking advantage of the cost savings of a VoIP system, that's definitely something you want to look at. Just give us a call. You know, we'd be more than happy to, you know, help do a comparison for you, financial analysis type of example to show you, you know, the, you know, your ROI, your cost savings, things like that.
Oh, thanks.
You know, it's all about peace of mind, right?
Yeah, although you keep
want to sleep tonight.
I do want to sleep tonight, but there's
lock
just
the door.
There, and make sure the alarm, if you have the alarm, that it actually works. But there are so many things that are out there every day that you read little pieces of. One of the reasons I really was hoping you would be a guest today was one of our small businesses locally were hacked, and someone took their website address, and it really impacted their business. And, you know, those are the things that when you see them, you want to be proactive and not reactive, and that is your mindset. You want to be strategic. You want to plan. You want to protect. So it is, you know, it is a scary world out there. There are things I can't even imagine that are already occurring to victimize others. So, exactly. So you do sleep, and that's because you put the plans in place and the protections in place. So really appreciate you sharing all your knowledge with us, and you're great about doing seminars and educating people. And education and prevention is key, really.
Well, thank you so much. Also, I do offer those webinars, so if there is an interest for that, you know, of course, you know, inquire within, and I'd be more than happy to customize something for organizations to help.
Great.
You know, whatever it takes, we have to stick together.
We do. And if you do have any upcoming things scheduled, I know you do a lot of different seminars. We'll make sure that we post that for you so people can take advantage of that. And your information is on our Facebook page, Houghton Hunterdon, and your link is there as well. So thank you again, Cora, for joining us.
Thank
we really
you,
appreciate it. Have a great day.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that was Cora Parks from Diamond Business Communications. So she's always such a wealth of information, and she delivers our security assessments and our threats the cyber web, and then somehow creates the strategies so that I can sleep a little bit at night at least. So we are wrapping up our hour here today, and next week is President's Day, so the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be closed, which means there won't be a broadcast, but I'll be back on the 25th, and we'll have Heather in the studio with us, along with Miss Teen USA pageant. So they had a show which we were going to announce the new winner or the results of that show from a candidate that's been here before. So we have that going on in 2 weeks. I hope you get through the snow okay. And, you know, remember in the cold and the ice, if you have neighbors or you know people that are out in the elements or have health concerns, please check on them, because it is when it's cold, when it's icy, when there's snow, people are running generators sometimes and there's not proper airflow. All these things, carbon monoxide poisoning happens when it gets super cold or icy and other times. So let's be aware of others and try to help someone out during the difficult weather that is pending, and hopefully it will just be rain. Have a great week and a happy, happy Valentine's Day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run